With a win on Saturday, the New England Patriots secured their 11th straight AFC East title, but there's still plenty on the line for the team in their final regular season game this coming Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens have secured the number one seed in the playoffs to hold on to the second seed and a first-round playoff bye. The Pats need either a win against the Dolphins this coming Sunday or a Kansas City Chiefs loss to the Chargers. So, with all that behind us, to review what's ahead, head for the Patriots is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
And thanks for coming in this morning. How important will a first-round bye be to the Pats should they win it?
It is critical for a couple of reasons. The first is that each team over the last 6 years that has played in the Super Bowl has had that first-round bye, which speaks to how critical it is. And then specific to the Patriots, it would give them time to rest some of their injured players, specifically Julian Edelman, such a key to them at wide receiver.
Beyond Edelman, they have a number of people who are banged up who could probably use a couple of weeks off. Can they afford to let anyone sit against the Dolphins this coming weekend, given what's at stake?
They can't. And Bill Belichick in the locker room after Saturday's win was heard telling players, "We are in the playoffs right now," and his message was, "We need to beat the Dolphins, because if we beat the Dolphins, we basically won two games," meaning the game against the Dolphins, and then a first-round playoff game that they wouldn't have to actually play in because they would have earned that bye. So they need to go get this win.
And you know the Dolphins are going to be fired up, even though they have no chance of the playoffs. They're going to try and stick it to the Patriots.
They are. They're 4 wins and 11 losses, but their head coach, Brian Flores, is the former Patriots assistant coach for many years, and so he's going to want to come up, and their team is building towards next year. They just had a big win at home over the Cincinnati Bengals, and they would like nothing more than to be the spoiler for the Patriots.
All right, let's talk about the playoffs a little bit in this way. The Patriots have faced a number of teams that they might play in the playoffs during the regular season, of course. They lost to the Texans, they lost to the Chiefs and the Ravens. Still, will that experience help them if they face any of those teams as we get to the postseason?
It absolutely will help them. And I would say as they go into the postseason, Bob, the Patriots are playing their best football. I think that's important to say. Saturday's win over the Bills is a real confidence builder for them. And I think most people that are Patriots fans would say, we finally saw the Patriots team that we thought we would see at various points over the course of the year. So that gives them a little bit of a boost going up against those three teams that you mentioned they lost to in the regular season.
So what did they do right against the Bills on Saturday that they've been inconsistent doing during the earlier part of the regular season?
Mostly on offense. We had better, had better protection for Tom Brady up front. So Tom Brady was much more comfortable with the better blocking in front of him. And then in turn, Tom Brady had one of his best games of the season. The wide receivers caught the ball. They got open. It sounds so simple, Bob, but it wasn't happening that consistently up to that game.
And the Patriots also had a very consistent and pretty good running game going this weekend.
It was the second week in a row that they had that great running game going, and it makes the game so much easier for Tom Brady and the offense when they can get the running game going, because then it creates play action passing opportunities for them where they fake the run, and then the defense thinks, oh, we better come up and stop this running play. Tom Brady still has the ball in his hands and wide receivers are open.
Last question, what's the most significant challenge ahead for the Pats?
Has to be the Baltimore Ravens. You mentioned them. We saw them beat the Patriots in early November, and they're going to be at home, and that is the first time that's ever happened for Baltimore to be the number one seed in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, their quarterback, is going to be the most valuable player when they announce it later in a few weeks. He's dynamic. They have a different type of offense that not a lot of teams run, hard to prepare for, but it should help the Patriots that they did see that in early November.
All right, Mike Reese will keep tabs on all of this as the Patriots move forward. Mike covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Mike, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob, and happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Same to you.